Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Well, thank you very much. And you see the spirit from the hostages, and that's what they are, as hostages. They've been treated terribly and very unfairly, and you know that, and everybody knows that. You see the spirit just cheering, they're cheering while they're doing that, and they did that in prison. And it's a disgrace, in my opinion. We see people in trouble. They're really people in trouble. We're going to help people in trouble. Right now, our country's in trouble. We clinched a thing called the Republican nomination for President of the United States.
How is this guy allowed to run for president again? It just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I know I'm an outsider with a different accent, but it makes no sense to me that the system, supposedly of checks and balances, allows somebody like the disgraced former president Donald Trump to run for president, considering that 174 police officers were attacked in the line of duty on January 6, and that instead of acknowledging that the Justice Department criminalized people efficiently for their crimes when breaking into the Capitol, Donald Trump, who instigated the riot, incidentally, now considers them to be hostages and has them sing at his rally, the national anthem, on the telephone from prison.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just think about this. We would normally reserve this kind of weird behavior coming from dictators in far-off lands, and yet this is the United States of America, where supposedly checks and balances are set in place to prevent improper behavior or decrease the risk of centralization of power and ensuring that no one person or department has absolute control over the government. Donald Trump never went away. After losing the election, he continues to be a pox on American society. And, you know, we always hear about these protections in place, the separation of powers. But clearly the separation of powers has failed the United States in this case.
And we're going to be working on that soon. The first day we get into office, we're going to save our country, and we're going to work with the people to treat those unbelievable patriots, and they were unbelievable patriots and are.
Effectively a riot.
1349 hours, declaring it a riot.
did they consider the fact that a former president would not like the results of the election because he lost, and therefore seek to bring about a coup to try and reverse the election result? Did they consider that? Do the separation of powers, do the checks and balances, do the three branches of government, all this supposed oversight, does any of it actually work? And if you were to describe to the framers, who were young men, incidentally, who Donald Trump is, a snake oil salesman, some guy who has tried a whole range of products with his name on and failed at every single one and had multiple bankruptcies, that this guy who eventually got a break on a reality television show would be the kind of candidate that they had envisioned for the respectful and honourable position of president? Do you think that they would even understand what we were suggesting? You see, it was a total anomaly that Donald Trump won in 2016. He was as shocked as you were and I. And then he realised that actually his personality disorder was ideally suited to this role. You know, pretending to be the president. He never was the president. He just played the role like he did on The Apprentice, you know, pretending to say, "You're fired," when in fact the firing decisions were made by the producers. You see, he enjoys being a puppet, whether it be the puppet of Vladimir Putin or of Xi Jinping. I mean, you know, he's prepared to play the role. And he doesn't really want any responsibility. I mean, he said that during COVID. "No, I do not take responsibility." Meanwhile, more than 500,000 American lives could have been saved if that guy did take responsibility and actually consider his role in that narrative. And so here we are now, a guy doing rallies, 91 charges, 4 indictments, desperately trying to evade the judiciary, having Eileen Cannon, his own appointed judge, doing his bidding, trying to delay the trial for the classified documents, which incidentally were stolen documents of national security that Donald Trump took from the White House and then positioned all over Mar-a-Lago, a public house, a place that people can come into, they can become members, they can walk around the halls, they can use the bathroom and see stacks of documents there right next to the shower. The point is that Donald Trump has always been a liability, and the system of government and the judiciary with its separate branch has failed to hold him to account more than 3 years since January 6, 2021, and still he is spouting this garbage. This rally speech is no different to that speech that he gave on that fateful day where he said, you know, "Let's go to the Capitol and I'll go with you, and you got to fight like hell, and if you don't fight, you're not going to have a country anymore." I mean, to incite a riot when his coup attempt through this fake elector scheme had failed was his last-ditch attempt to cling on to power.
"You know what it is? They see how bad these people are that are destroying our country. That's what it is."
Trump only left when all other efforts had failed. So now it's history repeating itself. It's Trump rallying the crowd. It's Trump inciting violence towards Joe Biden, towards the current administration, and towards Merrick Garland, the Attorney General. And he sees Merrick Garland as Biden's Attorney General. That's not how it works. That may have been how Donald Trump ran his Justice Department, but it's not how Joe Biden runs his. And trust me, if Joe Biden was behind any of these charges and indictments, he would have got a better attorney general than Merrick Garland, one who actually got round to convicting Donald Trump himself for seditious conspiracy. I mean, these are the most serious crimes in political history. This is no lightweight stuff. This is as serious as it gets. And it is astounding to me that Donald Trump is the presumed candidate for the Republican Party. It is astounding to me that his rhetoric has gone unchallenged. It is astounding to me that all the legal minds and all of the effort made by the judiciary and by state courts has really failed to capture him and hold him to account, because he is still saying it's a witch hunt and he is still on the run. And his $175 million bond has turned out to be monopoly money. It turns out that he's dodging court dates and is trying to nudge stuff. And, you know, all of these endless appeals, even to the extent that the Supreme Court are going to hear his immunity case. I mean, just think about this. This guy is as bad as the dictators in history that we learned about in school. And the fact that he continues to allow the United States to sleepwalk into an authoritarian administration is just completely shocking. And now we're at the point where his supporters and others are like, well, yeah, maybe we do want a dictator. They argue that the US is not a democracy. They claim it's a constitutional republic, not understanding about the mutual exclusivity. I mean, isn't this a problem for decades now? The temperature has been set on American politics. And meanwhile, people in Europe, leaders of European nations, are scrambling to know what to do if Donald Trump wins. Because he will remove the US from NATO. They won't get the support and protections that America has always offered and given. I mean, to upset the world order to a point that the whole planet becomes extremely volatile. And meanwhile, Vladimir Putin rubbing his hands together. Everything that he had planned has come together. Americans turning on each other, and this some kind of civil cold war that is going on doesn't seem to be abating anytime soon. So, with Donald Trump still at large, you really need to spread the word of how to defeat dictatorship and support democracy. And there is only one party that seems to be offering democracy. I'm not a Democrat, but I vehemently believe in your right to a vote. And under Donald Trump, you may never get that chance again.
How about a couple of more indictments, Joe, you dumb son of a...
I'm Anthony Davis. You can hear me on the 5-Minute News podcast. Catch me on Wednesdays co-hosting Uncovered, and on Sunday on The Weekend Show with Midas Touch.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Burn the Boats from Evergreen Podcasts. I interview political leaders and influencers, folks like award-winning journalist Soledad O'Brien and conservative columnist Bill Kristol, about the choices they confront when failure is not an option. I won't agree with everyone I talk to, but I respect anyone who believes in something enough to risk everything for it. Because history belongs to those willing to burn the boats. Episodes are out every other week wherever you get your podcasts.